Hello there. You're tuning in to the 91st episode of the Audible Weed Walk. This is Nina welcoming you. Let's see. Today I was determined to bring you the fifth bit of our Too Much to Bite in One Go topic, which is wild food and fairness. We had done four, bites of it already, and the fifth is due. But then I noticed that this is the very last podcast of August. Time flies. August is special for us in India, in Auroville, and among other things, the second edition of the Edible Weed and Naturally Growing Plants coloring book with its guide insert booklet is getting launched on the 29th August. Yes, this Monday. Those of who you are in Auroville or in the bioregion and who are catching up on this podcast, please do come to Bhumika Hall at Bharat Nivas at 5 p.m. There will be a presentation, a conversation with Dipti Tiwari, with me and with her about the book. And I'm sure it will be an interesting chit-chat. Looking forward to it. And the launch of the second edition is just incidental on the side. Of course, accompanied by more interesting chit-chats. After the 29th, the book will be available at the Freeland Bookstore. It is an Auroville bookstore as you approach Auroville Visitor Center. But this one is not the one in the Visitor Center. Google it and you will find its location. It's a quaint and delightful bookstore, a little book hut with exquisite collection. I would love you to come and explore and support such small artisanal bookstores, perhaps because my book too, with its handmade paper cover, hand-stitched binding, strictly no plastic design, is artisanal. Other than Freeland Bookstore, the book will be available online via a new website called praniverse.com after Monday, 29th August. This website will send you the book anywhere in India. But those 10 bookstores who used to carry the first edition of this book, if you or anyone located abroad wants a copy, no problem. Simply write to edibleweedwalk@gmail.com. Tell me how many copies you want and you will get yours soon. Wait a minute. Did I just tell you if you are located abroad, outside India? Yes, several of the plants in the book are easily available in cooler climates as well, especially during the warmer months. Try it and you will find it amazing. At praniverse.com, when it starts operating, you will also find a gift option. You can give the book to someone or sponsor a copy. By sponsoring a copy, you will let us choose a school or self-help group who works with us or who shows interest but find it difficult to purchase a copy. They will, if you sponsor, they will get a copy pro bono. If you are someone going to experience the book for the first time, let me give you an introduction to its content. This book comprises botanical line drawings of 40 plants with their vernacular name, common name, and scientific names. All plants are medicinal, and of course, only a subset of them we can safely eat by pre-processing them at home. The plants in the book are all edible, but are considered just weeds. However, they are often found not just in Auroville and its surroundings, but across India, across the tropics, and some of them, as I just mentioned, occur seasonally even in cooler temperatures. The book also includes a color insert, which is unique to this coloring book. It serves as a coloring guide, but it also is handy enough that it can act as a simple guide to recognize the plants while you're on a walk or a stroll wherever you are. You can just simply take it along with you on your stroll. It is definitely a huge help if you are a new gardener, a permaculturist working on the land. Readers, adults or young, can relax over, learn from, and have fun with this book at your own pace. The insert also tells the reader how to pre-process and use the plant as food. This part, I want to highlight that this is very important. But really, why? Why would you want this book? Isn't there umpteen online course materials, foraging walks in farms, etc. by now? Why a book? And why this one? To respond to that, we have to look into a bit into the background. The book is now in its second edition. This itself is a testament to the journey that started years ago, literally underfoot, when these tiny wonders made me wonder, among other things, their identity, the reason for their presence, where do they come from, and resilience in the world facing the threat of climate change. As an ecologist, I explored further to know about them, and that journey still continues. As an ardent doodler and as someone keen on science communication, I wanted to share this wonderful finding visually and in a joyful manner. And the foodie in me made me pick the 40 plants to start with that can nourish us with their nutrient and micronutrient contents. The artisanal publication with handmade paper cover, hand-stitched binding, and designed to carry that message of sustainable option, of better design to make that happen, of environmentalism. I believe that the book, and I mean the printing and the publishing themselves, are made with so much of care and time that it can only compare to, you know, the food you seldom eat because it takes so much time to sort and to make. But when you ultimately, you know, finally get to make it or get it served, it has so much more presence than just filling a plate and stomach. In some way, such things fill the heart, and I hope this book gives you this book gives you that feeling. Now about the coloring book for adults. The first edition of this book introduced for the first time in India a coloring book for people of all ages, including adult. Even now, this book remains a unique knowledge-oriented coloring book, which would be totally new experience for many. But coloring as an exercise for adult has become quite popular in the last few years. People now know that psychiatrists and neurologists recommend coloring as an effective and mindful antidote to stress and anxiety for busy individuals. Most people find coloring to be joyful, wondrous, and relaxing. If you have not tried, I hope you can with this book or any other actually. So if you are picking up because you are interested in the plants or because you're also interested in the coloring, or just one of the two, you are in win-win situation. In this journey, since the first edition of this book has inspired gardeners, permaculturists, chefs, artists, and other enthusiasts. But it has also inspired me to learn further and add new details to this second edition that I myself have experienced and realized since the first edition. It has also led me to offer weed walks, podcasts, seminars, and workshops intended to connect people to nature in form of these wild, weedy plants growing around us. If in part because this type of knowledge would serve us all better as we strive towards global food security as well as climate change resilience. What's more, the book can effortlessly bring one's attention to the green wonders around us. Notice them, recognize them, and maybe, like making a new friend, a familiar face you pass along the path. Who knows, perhaps This is the first step towards letting nature work its wonders. So once again, to donate to the Edible Weed Initiative, you can simply scan the QR code and donate. To get a book, you can go get it in person from Freeland Bookstore. If you are a bookstore who carried this book, the first edition of this book, located in Goa, Pune, Delhi, Kolkata, Mumbai, Chennai, Pondicherry, Secunderabad, or if you are located abroad and you would like to get a copy or copies, please write to me at edibleweedwalk@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can simply go to praniverse.com after 29th of August and get a copy of the book by mail by ordering there. If you would like to sponsor a copy to a school or to a project so that we can gift it to a school or a group of people of your choice or ours, you can do so at the website itself. If any doubt, if you have any suggestion, feedback, just write to edibleweedwalk@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. If by getting a copy of the book, once you get a copy, you can relax, have fun, and have family activity, knowing more about the plants from the coloring book and the insert, or love the experience of knowing about, the finer details of how to eat, etc., you may realize that you notice along the pathway plants that you have not noticed before. And you suddenly say, ah, I know you. Then my work is done. In knowing and nodding your head, do a namaste silently to a plant who you did not notice before or wondered about but did not know much about the individual plant. You change the relationship. It is that relationship this book and this entire effort is dedicated to. So that is all for now. See you next week. Until then, stay well and stay safe.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.